Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, it gives me great joy to welcome you to this week's edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Father, Lord, we want to thank you. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you for another day, another time of refreshing in your holy presence. We thank you, Lord, for where we are coming from, where we are today, where you are taking us to. Thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing with us, in us, through us, and by us. We say glory, honor, adoration be unto you. Thank you for all the past broadcasts, for all the souls that have been won to your kingdom, for all manners of blessings that you have released unto your people. We say thank you. We bless your holy name. Everlasting God, we want to commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, just take control. Speak to us. Father, Lord, let your word heal. Let your word transform. Let your word deliver. Let your word bring forth salvation of souls. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless you. We magnify your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Amen. There, beloved, you are welcome to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that indeed the Lord will speak to you today. The Lord will do something extraordinary in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm talking about a new beginning. A new beginning. The Lord will give you a fresh beginning in the mighty name of Jesus. You will never know a better yesterday. Every day of your life you will make progress in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatever obstacle the enemy wants to put in your way of progress, the Lord himself will remove them in the mighty name of Jesus. You will know the Lord the more. He will draw you closer to him. He will do exploits through you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Mark, Mark chapter 8, Mark 8 reading from verse 22 to 26. Mark 8, reading from verse 22 to 26, the Bible says, Then he came to Bethsaida, and he brought a blind man to him, and begged him to touch him. So he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town. And when he had spit on his eyes, and he put his hands on him, he asked him if he saw anything. And he looked up and said, I see men like trees walking. Then he put his hands on his eyes again and made him look up, and he was restored and saw everyone clearly. The Lord will restore you. You begin to see clearly. Your vision will be clear in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 26, then he sent him away to his house. Neither go into the town nor tell anyone in the town. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. From that passage that we read, we could see that the blind man was brought by his friends to our Lord Jesus Christ. What it implies is that you and I, we have a responsibility to bring our friends, our colleagues, our neighbors to the presence of God. We need to take them to Christ. We have that duty to take them to Jesus Christ, to tell them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. We need to point them to Jesus Christ, not point them to ourselves, but point them to Jesus Christ. And that was what those friends did. For you to really be called a friend, you should be concerned about that person, about that brother, about that sister, about that cousin, aunt, nephew, who is yet to accept Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. So you have that duty, you have that responsibility to bring them to Christ so that they too can start a new beginning in Christ. Brothers and sisters, and you can see from that passage, they did not only bring the man to our Lord Jesus Christ, but the Bible said they begged Jesus Christ to touch him. Begging means that you do not only just invite people to church, you do not only tell people about Christ, but you also have that responsibility of interceding, praying that the Lord will turn their heart of stone to a heart of flesh, that the word of God will find a fertile land in their hearts to germinate. So when you invite people to church, you have to invite them prayerfully. When you are introducing people to Christ, you have to do it prayerfully. So you plead unto Jesus, and then Jesus will answer you, because basically that is his desire. He's the one that giving us the great commission that we should go to the ends of the world and preach his gospel. So such prayers, you can be assured that the prayers will be answered. It may take time, don't worry. All you need to do is to continue to pray. And as you do so, the Lord will answer our prayers in the name of Jesus. The book of Isaiah chapter 40, verse 5, say, the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The glory of the Lord can only be revealed in Christ Jesus. This man was brought to Jesus Christ. He was blind, but at the end of the day, he was able to see. Anyone that is yet to accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior, spiritually that person is said to be blind. It's said to be blind. And you and I have that responsibility to bring them to Christ so that they may see the glory of God. The reason why people say there is no God is because they have not really experienced God in his fullness. And I pray that the Lord will open the eyes of the blind for them to be able to see the glory of God in the mighty name of Jesus. Book of Acts chapter 2 verse 21 says, and it shall come to pass that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can see that that blind man was brought to Jesus Christ. He received his sight. There is no one that is brought to the feet of our Lord Jesus Christ that will not receive salvation. If you bring them in, Jesus is ready to accept them. He's ready, because that is the main reason why he came to this world, so that no one will be under condemnation. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 3, verse 18. John 3:18, it says, he who believes in him is not condemned. That man was no longer condemned because he was brought to our Lord Jesus Christ. See, who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. I pray that none of us will be under condemnation in the name of Jesus. That man was brought to Jesus Christ and he received his healing. His eyes was opened and he was no longer blind. Another thing we can get from that passage is that when that man was brought to Jesus, Jesus held his hand. Jesus is going to hold your hand. The Bible tells us in the book of Psalm 54 verse 4, David speaking there, he said, behold, God is my helper. The Lord is with those who uphold my life. God is my helper. Jesus held that man's hand. As even as Jesus was holding that man's hand, he's also holding your hand, for having brought that lost soul to his kingdom, he's holding your hands too. So know that as he is doing so for that blind man, Jesus is with you too. He's holding your hand, for having brought the lost souls to him. Psalm 116 verse 6 says, the Lord preserved the simple, and I was brought low, and he saved me. So he preserved the simple, and I was brought low, and he saved. So Jesus is ready to save anyone that you bring to him. All you need to do is tell them about the goodness of our Lord Jesus Christ. and he will save them. Another thing we can also get from that passage was that Jesus took this man out of the village. What it means is that when you are brought to Christ, there must be a separation. There must be a separation from what you used to do to a new thing. And that's when I'm talking about a new beginning. Some of the things we are doing before, when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, there must be an end to it. Brothers and sisters, many of us who claim to accept Jesus as Lord and as Savior, the things we are doing before we accepted Him, some of those things we are still doing them. I pray that the Lord will help us. He will grant us the grace to do away with some of those bad things in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can see there that Jesus is also concerned about how we see, how far we can see. Jesus was asking that man, "Can you see clearly?" And the man said, "No." That means that Jesus is concerned about you. He cares about you. He wants to know what you are going through. And is ready to bring a solution to that problem. You can see also that in that passage, that man was able to open up to Jesus Christ. And he told Jesus Christ that, "Yes, I cannot see clearly. I cannot see clearly." Brothers and sisters, you need to bring your request to Christ. Tell him, lay it bare to him. And as you lay it bare to him, he's ready to answer you. Because with this God I'm talking about, nothing is impossible, but is asking you, because he said, "Ask and you shall be given." Ask. Don't assume that it's Jesus. You know that this is what I am going through. He saw the blind man, blind Bartimaeus, and he still asked him, "What do you want from him?" Because not everybody that is blind wants to have his sight back. Some people don't want it back. They just prefer to be in that situation. There are some people who prefer to be in that situation so that they can continue to enjoy pity of the people. I pray that indeed the Lord will grant you the grace to bring your supplications to the Lord with confidence, knowing that Jesus is your God, is your Father, and is ready to provide a solution to you for that problem. And you can also see in that passage that Jesus spit upon the eyes of that man. And that signifies the word of God. The more of the word of God that you take into your system, the more you become like him. Brothers and sisters, let us spend quality time in studying the word of God. And as we do so, you begin to take us out of our blindness. Many of us are still seeing men walking like trees. But the more we read the word of God, the more our vision becomes clearer and clearer. I pray that you will indeed have a clearer vision in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Jesus gave that man a second touch, a second touch. Brothers and sisters, Jesus is still giving you a second opportunity. He is giving you another chance. He's giving you another chance right now. Even as you are hearing this word, take this message as a second chance and embrace it so that you begin to see clearly. The vision that God has given you will be clearer and you'll be able to pursue it. A blind man cannot run. You need the sight. And if Jesus opens your sight, he begins to see those things you cannot see before. So if you are hearing me today and you are not even sure of your salvation, whether you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, just like those friends did on that day, I am bringing you to Jesus Christ this morning. And I ask you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just say after me, "Jesus Christ, have mercy upon me. Forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it is you and you alone I will serve all the days of my life. So shall it be in Jesus' name." Father, I thank you for this. Your children have given their lives unto you. Pray, Lord, that they will never go back to their vomit in Jesus' name. For everyone who have heard this message, I pray that the mighty hand of God will be upon you. His light will shine upon you. His countenance will be upon you. He will guide and direct your path. He will not allow you to fall. He will not allow you to fail. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will live in peace. The joy and the peace and the love of God shall reign in your life in the name of Jesus. Continue to be with the Lord until we meet again next week. God bless you richly. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.